If I may, Mr. Chair, what is the practice? Well, in we don't usually do these sorts of guidance notes, that's true. Having said that, with the recent completion of the model rules on the permanent identification of railway rolling stock, we have produced a guidance note. That guidance note seeks to define a number of areas, a number of key concepts of how the model rules work. And it is, to be honest, somewhere in between what I suggested in terms of options going forward, because it was a document that was definitively adopted along with the model rules at our working party meeting in November last year. But it was adopted with the proviso that it was a document that could be updated going forward with other guidance, with other specific aspects. The key difference being is that there is a revisions committee for the model rules that has been set up to review those specific rules, but one of its key activities is also to keep this, these supporting documents updated. We have a finite mandate for this group, so we couldn't, to be blunt, we couldn't keep a group of experts open just to update a guidance document. That would be that would not be appropriate. But it is a document that, that potentially we could ask SC2 to consider keeping updated. So in other words, we would have an output, so a first version of the guidance document to send to SC2, and then if necessary, it could be updated going forward.